Candidate Interview Night 2015.
Hi guys, how are you doing?
Good, yeah.
Good, we're here, we're queer.
We've been stuffing our face with potato wedges and V-bar for the past hour or so.
Cool, so can you tell me a bit about your policies, please?
Okay, so our main sort of slogan is intersectionality.
And cake. yeah, we slightly stole that one from Marie Antoinette. She was big on intersectionality.
So I'm not, if I think there might be lots of people listening who not, what actually is intersectionality? I'm not sure what it is really.
Okay, so basically it's the idea that all the Liberation Network can be working together on joint events, joint campaigns, things that matter to all of us, and, you know, being good allies to each other. So there needs to be communication on all sorts of projects. And some specific ideas we've got are, you know, collaboration on things like the David Kato Lecture Memorial Series, things like why is my curriculum white, and then EV on women's liberation.
Okay, so what would you do differently to the previous LGBTQ officer?
Honestly, not all that much. To be honest, like, what we want to do is just, in terms of the actual meetings, just make them a bit more informal, a bit more inviting. So we want to have, intersectionality and cake. There will be cake, if not cake, biscuits, if not biscuits, crisps, just stuff to have people actually want to go to a meeting, because, you know, it's on a Wednesday afternoon, it's effort.
We want to have more themed discussions led by invited guests, and, you know, our conveners, just to have sort of a theme to each meeting and something that people can like come for and like get involved with and, you know, educate themselves on a little bit, you know, so that we all learn collectively as a network.
Fantastic. That's my next question, actually. So if you got the position, you'd be responsible for running the weekly network meetings. How will you make these engaging and effective?
We've effectively already answered that. I think, yeah, themed talks. So hopefully getting people as part of the network to talk about things kind of related to LGBTQ rights. Recently, we kind of trialled this with Jack. So Jack did a kind of brief 10-minute spiel on the history of drag queens. And that's something that we kind of want to continue in terms of doing kind of a little segment as part of each meeting, just to liven it up a bit.
Cool. And one of the things you've talked about is that you think there should be mandatory consent talks. So I want to ask you, who should be doing these talks, and how would that happen, and how would you ensure people attend?
So it's something that's been discussed a lot with the university, and it's actually kind of, it was trialled this year in James College. So it's kind of the idea that colleges should have mandatory consent talks alongside the fire safety talks, because consent is such a massive issue on campus, and I think it's something that really, really needs to be addressed. And it also, it's approached often in a very heteronormative kind of way, and we're pushing for consent as a general thing, but also making sure that it's LGBTQ inclusive.
And why should people vote for you? What makes you stand out from the other candidates?
We have charisma, uniqueness, nerve and talent.
Well, I think we've both been really involved with the network for a long time now.
Yeah.
We've, you know, in our little manifesto thing, we say we're just part of the furniture at network meetings. I've never missed one since I started going. Evie's there at all the events, all the socials. We're just there. We know what we're doing. We've got experience running events. So, like, I put on one this week where we had, 80 people turn out for a speech by one of the former members of LGSM from a film Pride last year. We raised £310 for the organisation. We just know what we're doing, basically. We've got the event, we've got the experience to, you know, take this further, basically.
And if you were elected, what do you think the hardest part of your job would be?
I think it's a lot of work. And, you know, sometimes you can be dealing with some quite heavy issues in the welfare role. I think that's the bit I would most personally struggle with.
Okay, thank you very much, Evie and Jack.
Thank you.
Candidate Interview Night 2015.
Live on University Radio York.